The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, I'm Jan Trummel, and I'm from Lane, Illinois, and I love listening to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 304 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from the WDW Today podcast, and with me on the show today is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Mike. I guess it doesn't work as well for me, huh? No. I can tell what kind of a podcast this is going to be today. We're already laughing, and we haven't even really started. So you're back at it?
Oh, my
Mr.
God.
Mr. Gallbladder Man?
Yeah, 25 days removed. I went out yesterday and I ran for an hour. And
your voice sounds a little shaky.
Oh my God! Yeah, it's my body is saying what? But
what you talking about?
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I'm not gonna. I have a date with a BAA half marathon in about 7 weeks, so I can't afford to not get out there. So I'm getting out there.
Cool. Well, we have a very, 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 very special shout-out today because it's big news in the running community. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
It took a second.
Yes, I do. And we knew about this for a while, but we waited until the official.
It's unbelievable that we kept the secret,
yeah,
but we did.
Yeah, we kept the secret, and I think we're very excited about this because...
I know we're very excited about it.
We want to see this go well.
How about we explain what the heck we're talking about? So since it's my shout-out, I'm going to explain. So one of our favorite running shows was the marathon show, Joe Terracani, and... Joe kind of hung up his announcer or podcasting microphone a while ago in pursuit of other things. And the show is being revamped with a brand new host. I don't know when it's starting. We'll have to report on that later on.
That could be a secret too. Who knows?
Yeah. But the new host is the one and only Eddie McCoy. Mm-hmm. So we're really super excited and supportive of Eddie, and I'm sure we'll still have him on the show a lot, and he's, I'm sure, going to inspire lots of people and do a great job. So yeah, Eddie, big shout out to Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie talked to us about this when we were down there for Small World Challenge, and so we had lunch with him, and we talked about things to do. And
actually, there was no food involved; it was just drinks.
Well, I'm talking about.
Oh, right. Okay.
Well, yeah. Well, so we met several times with Eddie and talked about some things. And Eddie obviously has the cachet to host the show. He has done a podcast in the past, mm-hmm. So he does have experience. He is working on a handoff podcast, and then he will be jumping in full blast. And we wish him the West, and wish him the West,
and the North, South, and East.
And the South
too.
And East. Oh my God! And Eddie, shout out. We love you. We hope you do great. We are looking forward, and I'm looking forward to listening to Eddie when I go out and run.
Yes.
So I'll have at least a running podcast I can listen to.
Well, he might be asleep now, but we do have a guest on the show.
We do have a guest on the show. And I always have a tough time introducing him because I usually get his colleague's name wrong. So I'm not even going to mention his colleague, but I will tell you that this gentleman has been involved in such books as I Am Jackie Robinson, I Am Rosa Parks, I Am Abraham Lincoln, I Am Helen Keller,
I Am Helen Keller's coming out soon, September 1st.
I Am Albert Einstein, I Am Amelia Earhart, and I think the most recent one is I Am Lucille Ball.
Mm-hmm. You can ask him. He's right here.
He's a dear friend. You all know him. As soon as you recognize the name, you say, oh, yeah, Chris Saliopoulos. Hi, Chris. Welcome back to the show.
Mike, I am your father.
Wow, that's really good.
Chris didn't have his coffee yet, I guess.
Yeah.
I drink decaf. You know that.
That's right.
We have to.
So, how you doing, Chris? What's new? What's up? What's going on?
Yeah, no, it's everything's good. I'm preparing. I'm signed up for Goofy this year. We're finally back. We skipped a year, so the big training has come and gone. No, it hasn't gone.
Wow.
No, we actually hit a good milestone last week. We hit a half marathon length out on our practice run. So
we meaning
my wife and I. We always run together. Mm-hmm. So. We pushed it, and we're already at half marathon length right now. So
that's good.
Now we just have to build up the back-to-back days. So,
awesome. And yeah. When does Helen Keller comes out on September
1st? Yeah, there's some news coming up about some of this stuff. So there's a – see, I can't even talk about it. But we moved up the release date of Helen Keller to September 1st, and to coincide with a few things. But it's actually one of our best books so far. We actually have Braille in the book. It talks about take your kids and show them how to read Braille, and show what perseverance and dedication can do to overcome any obstacles. Which, of course, on a show like this, we understand completely. So. It's one of those great stories that anybody can take something from.
Well, I have the whole series, and thanks. I will add that to my collection too.
My kids' college education. Thanks you.
So, Christy, before we get on to the show topic, what's the one? Are you working on another one now?
Mm-hmm.
Can you share?
No, have to look at the present book and look for the clue, right, Chris?
Correct. Yeah, we do that in every book. You get to see which the next. Person is in the book.
I am so Mike Scopa?
Or first. Yeah, right. Mike's been in there before. You have been in there.
You have the Lucille book?
Yes, I do.
Have to go through it.
If you look at the Lucille book, you'll. I actually see Mike Newell, who is a mutual friend, and Len's in there. Becky's in there. Actually, Fast Eddie's in there, too. Mm-hmm. But in that one, if you look in one of the background pictures, you'll see a picture of Helen Keller. So, and each one kind of follows suit. So when you pick up Helen Keller on September 1st, you'll get to see who the next. And then we have the next three lined up. We know who we're doing the next three.
Oh, that's so exciting.
And off the air, I can tell you who they are.
All right. This is the end of this podcast.
Sorry.
So, Chris, again, before we jump, do you have any other projects you can share with us?
Other than that, I have a couple of secret projects that I can't talk about yet because it hasn't been announced. But recently it was announced that the book I did with my friend Nate Cosby, who Michelle knows because we ran Cowboy, was optioned by DreamWorks Animation, and we're in talks with Netflix to possibly do a series.
Wow.
So that's one good bit of news. I also just agreed to a new book deal. I'm going to be writing and drawing my own kids' graphic novel, but that doesn't come out for a couple of years, so... But so in 2017, keep an eye out for my new book.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
How do you have time to talk to us? Well, we're talking on a Sunday, I guess.
Well, that's because we pay him big bucks.
Yeah,
so.
I know. This is, you realize they're the bosses. I have to do whatever you tell me to do.
We pay him in Purell, but.
All right. Why are we here, guys? Well, what are we talking about?
They're saying, all right. Well, this is supposed to be a running podcast. So we let's turn back the clock a few days, maybe a week, and. What is it called?
Lost focus.
D23. The annual D23 convention took place out in California.
Memory's the second thing to go, Mike.
Pardon me?
What the first thing is, but
yeah, I know. That's what they say. So the expo had several announcements. I think that some of us had an idea what they were going to be, and some of us did not, and. There were some things that Michelle and I thought would bring Chris on and discuss that could very well influence the Run Disney community. And, we could begin to speculate regarding what could come about. And I think, Michelle, we probably want to start off with the announcement that there will be a Star Wars land on both coasts.
Yes, I think you were talking about that for a long time. I don't know.
Well, we thought it was going to be a Lucasland, and we knew that there was something going on in Hollywood Studios. It was just a question of
whether because every ride is shutting down.
Well, there's nothing left.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because we thought it was going to be Lucasland. It turned out it's going to be, and what's very interesting about this announcement is that apparently, the Star Wars land that is being planned for both the West Coast and the East Coast, in both cases, it's going to be 14 acres. In both cases, it's going to be mirror image. At least that's what the Disney Parks blog says. My question is going to be, where in Disneyland are they going to put this?
Well, didn't they just purchase a new section of land just adjacent to the parks?
Yeah, but where, Chris? You mean in the Disneyland or Hollywood Disneyland. Studios?
I mean, the Hollywood Studios, obviously, they can build out from where they are. But I think at Disneyland, they just bought a whole lot. Didn't they just across the street?
It must have been, yeah. It's a big undertaking. It's the biggest thing I think to hit the West Coast since maybe Cars Land. Although this is going to be bigger than Cars Land.
Yeah.
So here's the question: does this announcement of Star Wars Land to either one of you give you a moment to think? This would be something that may impact Run Disney, Chris.
Oh yeah, totally. They'd be crazy not to do a Star Wars half, or I don't know if they would do a full. They would do a Star Wars weekend, probably. I mean, they could really coincide that whole thing, and bring in multiple races. They could do the marathon, right? If you think about it, they have the land, they have the space, they've done it before. Like Disneyland, you can't do a full marathon because of location and stuff, right. But. Right.
So there could be a Walt Disney World Star Wars marathon.
I think they'd be crazy not to. They'd make a ton of money. God, we're all nerds. I am the biggest Star Wars nerd around. I'd be there. I mean, the only reason I don't go to the one in California is just I have no time to get out there and,
right.
It just kills
so
much time. Yeah. So I'm thinking they're going to do something.
It's interesting to me because I actually watched Star Wars this week, but
good for you.
I am not a Star Wars nerd. I was
end of the podcast.
Yeah,
good night, everybody.
No, I was driving my son crazy, saying, "What's the name of that land again? Where Luke is?" But even I'm excited about it. And one of the things that excites me about it is, I think that I went to my first Star Wars weekend this year, and to see the level of how the fans got into it in terms of dressing up and things like that. It was so enjoyable to me. I can't imagine if I was a huge Star Wars nerd. And to see, to like anticipate that in a race, to see people really dressing up, because I think for me, the other people were just as interesting as what Hollywood Studios had going on, just walking around. Seeing how excited everybody was. So to have a race where there would be just a lot of really extra on-the-course entertainment with these people wearing really cool things, in addition to the Disney theming, to me, I would definitely make a trip down there. What do you think, Mike?
I think Chris brought up a really good point. You're right, Chris. There's no room out there in Disneyland for a full marathon. But on the East Coast, obviously, there is. I think that this does present a dilemma to the Run Disney folks because I don't think they want to have a Star Wars race weekend on both coasts. I really don't think so. And over the last 24 to 36 hours, I've thought about that, and I think they want to keep it in one area, and they elected to put it out in Disneyland, which I think was kind of odd because the big Star Wars weekends are on the East Coast, and I would have thought that would have been a great kickoff race weekend to have something like that in Florida in early May. When you talk about a full marathon, Chris, on the East Coast, again, it would depend upon what time of year.
Yeah.
Obviously, January, maybe December, maybe from the 1st of November to maybe the end of February would be the time frame where you could really safely have a a full marathon in Florida, although I think they do have marathons at other times of the year. But I don't know what to expect. If I were to gather a guess, I would say they would have it maybe at the same time. If they were going to have a Star Wars weekend on the East Coast or West Coast, I think they would do it on the same weekends. But if they were to do that, I think they would do it. And I don't know. I don't know Disneyland that well. I don't know if they have Star Wars weekends out there. But maybe this could present the beginning of Star Wars weekends out in California. And so on a coast-to-coast celebration, they would have Star Wars race weekends, Rebel challenges on both coasts. But again, that would have to be in late April, early May. So, I mean, it's really a dilemma, and I'm not sure if I'd want to be.
Disney. They could totally do like almost a coast to coast, a Star Wars coast to coast medal. You know, there's a billion. And they could do, you know, Rebel side versus the Sith side or something like, you know, or the Empire side. Mm-hmm. So like if you go to California, you're on the Empire side. If you go to Florida, you're a Rebel or something like that. And if you go to both, you know, you get a joining medal or something like that. I mean, there's a lot of things that you could do. I mean, look, just for the medals alone, I think people want to go, and I think they would be stupid not to have it on both coasts.
Oh, I love that idea of.
Oh yeah,
of having like a rebel and a
empire.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm curious, Mike. Why you think they wouldn't? I mean, to me, it's like a whole new revenue stream. It could rejuvenate people to kind of get a different type of coast to coast medal. I mean, I have 3 coast to coast medals. I think you do too. Excuse me. I don't feel a need to get another coast to coast. But if it was something like that, where it would be 2 different half marathons.
I think what Chris says makes a lot of sense, because I think that Run Disney recognizes that there's a small percentage of Run Disney enthusiasts who are pretty much tired of what, you know, they have already experienced, and they're looking for something new. There's a reason why all these challenges have popped up, because the Run Disney folks recognize that for a lot of runners, it's like, okay, what's next? What's new? Having the bling, having an experience, having a challenge is something out there. That's why Goofy and Dopey has been so popular. That's why the Glass Slipper Challenge, the Dumbo Double Dare, the Rebel Challenge, a lot of them have become popular. So I think that may be the case. I just don't know. I mean, I like the idea of a coast-to-coast Star Wars thing, and we talked about a Castle to Chateau one, if they ever decided to do something like that for mm-hmm. Paris and the United States. I think that the question is going to be when they would hold that race weekend. I don't know how many weekends are open.
Yeah.
They like to do Chris
in Disneyland.
Well,
you mean?
In Disney World. I mean, mm-hmm. we all
the heat,
know
the heat always yeah. kicks.
The heat, Chris.
So yeah. May, if it was, because Star Wars month is May or June.
Every race weekend falls usually on a holiday weekend. So,
but when is the Star Wars weekend?
Star
it's
Wars
May,
weekends
right?
is in May. Okay. So would you do it on Cinco de Mayo? Would you do it May 1st? Would you do it? I don't know.
Well, I think a bigger question is
you gotta do it May the
4th,
right? May the
4th. Oh, yeah.
May the 4th, yeah.
isn't the temperature in May prohibitive of running a half marathon?
Again, most of the, but you see in May, I mean, everybody's done by 9 usually, right? 9:30. I think a full marathon is out of the question. I think a half would be fine. And here's another food for thought. And I thought they were going to do this with Star Wars, but I guess you couldn't do that out in Anaheim, but you could do that on Walt Disney World property. It's Star Wars. It takes place in space. It's dark. Why not do it at night?
Mm.
Why not have a half marathon that begins at midnight? Why not have something that takes you away from the heat, away from the humidity? That's what I would like to see. Think of all the special effects.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, you and Audra have run the Twilight Zone 10 miles?
No, we ran the Wine and Dine at night. That was a blast.
Yeah, well, you can imagine the theming for a lot of people love and regret that they don't have it this year, and they should have had it this year, the Twilight Zone 10 Mile because of the special effects.
Yeah.
Things you can do at night that you can't do during the day. So keeping that in mind, I would love to see them do a Star Wars East Coast half marathon version that's at night. And nice. They could do that in early May. That's my thought.
That'd be cool.
I like it. So,
do you think I kind of find it funny that we're talking immediately after they announced the Star Wars thing? We're going, there's got to be a nobody has ever mentioned that there's going to be like a Pandora half marathon or anything like that. But think you could do that. You could do that theming too, where you go from Tatooine to Pandora and back again. That'd be like a fun, inclusive idea for a run. You know, you start off in Star Wars Land, you head out to Pandora, and you come back to Star Wars Land.
So if it's let's just talk about Walt Disney World. If it's a half marathon around Hollywood Studios, what might the course be for that? Because, the current half marathons
goes down through
Epcot, Magic Kingdom. And Magic Kingdom, depending on which one it is. How could you get those miles in?
Wait, the Wine and Dine went from Wild Wilder Sports.
Right.
And then went through Hollywood Studios and then into Epcot. So, and that was a half.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the connection between Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios is not bad either.
Mm.
Like I said, if you wanted to do like a Pandora Star Wars, but I think they have a number of tracks they could use, and especially if Mike's idea is right, they do it at night. You know, it's great. They shut off some of the roads because they're not being used as much anyway.
Lasers and
can't do it on the main roads if cars are driving, but
I think, Chris, that if they were going to do it, I think they would keep it away from the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah,
I think it would probably be I guess they would, I mean, they do have so much flexibility that they could do something on the way to and from World of Sports, especially on that long road. I think they would want to keep, again, the course away from the Magic Kingdom. I think Epcot would probably be somewhere that they could do it back and forth. They may be experimenting with courses right now, and, of course, they want to get it certified. So I know that there are a lot of us who keep track of the certified courses over the course of a year, because every once in a while something will pop up and they'll say, I wonder what that course is. So, I mean, for those of you out there who are interested, keep looking at, I think it's the United States track.
Eddie McCoy is really good
at keeping us up. But yeah, I think at night it would have to be at the studios. It'd have to be away from the Magic Kingdom. And I think the special effects could be really cool.
They could do something like they do with Wine and Dine, where, it ends at night. And they have like a Star Wars party or something at the Hollywood Studios.
Yeah,
and
that would be really fun.
With the characters and all that kind of stuff. It'd be interesting.
So I have another question. Chris, have you been to Star Wars Weekends?
I have not, of all things. Yeah. You would think I would be the one going, but again, my schedule gets a little iffy sometimes.
So my question is that, Mike, I know that you've been a few times. When I've been there, it's super, super busy. I don't know if it's mostly locals or people, I think it's probably a combination. Does Walt Disney World have the capacity for having a race like this during Star Wars Weekends when it's already really, really packed with people?
I think, Michelle, they can, but again, it has to be at night. There are so many things that take place in the studios during the early morning. There is... I know that on the weekends they have these merchandise runs,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I remember being down there one year, and I got up real early, and I was running, and I ran to the studios. It was quarter past six. It was Star Wars weekend, and I was talking to the guard. It was quarter past six, and there was a line of 100 people waiting at the security
just to get in.
And I said to the security guard, "Wow, when did these guys show up?" And he said, "What do you mean?" He said, "They've been here since midnight."
Oof.
And he said, "There's another couple hundred inside." So I think doing stuff in the morning is, again, another reason not to do it. I just think that if there was a race to be done, they could do it at night. That's the only way they could handle that kind of capacity. I do think, though, Michelle, you raise a good point. I don't know if that studio's theme park is big enough to do a really good party. I really don't think so.
Well, they have it after Tower of Terror.
And
they
it's
have
never
it
been
yeah.
never been received really well.
Well, the other point, too, is that when they schedule a lot of these runs, it's to drum up business at slow times.
Right.
So they may not do it in May. They may say, let's pick another time when it's a little slower, like, you know.
But when is it slow, Chris?
Well, February is slow down there, right? I mean, is there some time in February where they want to drum up more?
But they have the princess then, so.
Get rid of the princess.
It's Princess Leia weekend. Our vacation's in the Northeastern February. I don't know.
It's Princess Leia weekend.
Yeah.
But, you know, April, April could be.
That's another vacation weekend, though.
March and April, I've often thought that those 2 months are probably like maybe the last week in March, first week in April may be ideal.
Well, can we transition and talk about the other announcement?
Yes.
So at D23, they also talked about another new land, which is going to be called Toy Story Land, right? And that's at Walt Disney World in Hollywood Studios. So
11 acres.
11 acres. It's interesting. When I was there a few weeks ago, I heard some guests talking about, you know, what a waste of time. I wouldn't even waste my time going to studios. Everything's closed. And
that was me.
Yeah.
Last time I went a couple of weeks ago, it was like, why did we bother? There was 4 rides available, and half the time Rock and Roller was down. And
the waits are so long because there's so few rides. I mean, even when I was there, the Great Movie Ride was like 50-minute wait. So,
and they were talking about how they revamped it. It was basically just a voiceover instead of the actor,
cast member
speaking. That was it.
So now we have also Toy Story Land coming, which, you know, to me is very exciting. But could there be a Toy Story race?
I think that before we get to the running, I think one of the most interesting things about this Toy Story Land announcement is that for the first time
in forever
in
Sorry.
Any Disney
forever
theme park that I know of, there will be, as a result of this, 2 roller coasters. So there will be 2 roller coasters in Hollywood Studios. Or
what do you mean?
Actually, it will be rebranded down the road.
There's going to be a Toy Story.
There'll
roller
be a
coaster?
Toy Story roller coaster as well as Rock and Roller Coaster. So. Yeah, and it won't be known as Hollywood Studios, but that's for another podcast.
Yeah.
It's funny, when I heard both the Toy Story Land announcement and the Star Wars announcement, I thought, well, would it make more sense to expect that there would be a Toy Story themed running weekend on the East Coast instead of a Star Wars running, Star Wars themed? So, I don't know. What do you think, Chris?
That one's a tough one. I don't know if the fan base is as rabid as a Star Wars fan base of runners. Like, we saw Avengers Weekend, we saw Star Wars, we saw people come out of the woodwork. I mean, I knew people who have basically never run, sign up for those runs. Because, you know, comic book readers, we're not exactly known as the most athletic and get-up-and-go kind of people, but there are a lot of people who are, like, making those plans. I don't know about if you're going to have as many people going for a Toy Story run, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think Star Wars is a phenomenon that, you know, extends generations. Toy Story is while it's, you know, genius, it's just not as huge a draw. Why would they do that before they would do a Frozen run? It seems like everything down in Hollywood Studios is Frozen these days.
Right.
And
having it Toy Story Land instead of a Pixar Land.
Yeah, which I thought was interesting. You could have had so many possibilities with that one, but I guess they wanted to keep it down, like shrinking people down to the size of toys.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole land as opposed to, you know, mixing and matching.
So a Toy Story, I agree completely that, I mean, you don't see people, you know, giving up their weekend for Toy Story conferences and
I work on the Star Wars comic book, and it's like the comic book, the first issue sold over 1 million copies. Mm-hmm. We've put out Toy Story stuff, it didn't sell like that. Interesting. So,
interesting. Wow. What do you think, Mike?
Well, you know, I mean, I also was surprised when I heard Toy Story Land, because the rumors and the thoughts and all the, quote, insiders were thinking this is going to be a Pixar place. It was going to be a Pixar land because it offers you a much broader theme-based foundation to work from. You're not just limited to Toy Story. You could do a whole bunch of things. You could base attractions on all the Pixar films, not just Toy Story. There are three attractions that they've been touting since this announcement. Again, I talked about the roller coaster. There's an Alien Sauces attraction, which to me sounds maybe like Dumbo. And then, of course, there's the Toy Story Mania, and I'm not sure exactly what that is. It's not like the current attraction. It's maybe something else. It may be, but we'll see. I agree with Chris. I think this, the Star Wars has, they've got a legacy that you can, you know, sink your teeth into. Toy Story has, you know, a following. I think that, personally, I think that Disney could slap a label on any race weekend, and I think it would sell out. In recent times, I've noticed there's been a slowdown in the registrations. So.
It's interesting, because one of the things that the Disney Parks blog talked about was was in response to the popularity of Cars Land, and there certainly hasn't been a Cars race. I don't think that would do so well, but... What if they did do a Toy Story themed race? I would love to bring back something that I think has gone from Run Disney events in the past few years, and that's the family participation. You know, to make it an untimed strollers welcome, walking, running type of really
full marathon, right?
Yeah, because I think it's with the series races, that's a piece that's gone, and I think that. It's a nice way for families to do something and be fit and also experience a nice time in the parks that isn't exactly like anything else they've ever done.
So I guess before we wrap this up, I guess I'm going to ask both of you, let's assume that this announcement means there will be two additional race weekends on the East Coast. Let's not worry about the West Coast. That's another animal. Okay, Chris, I'm going to ask you first. If you were to say, yes, it looks like there will be two additional race weekends, one with a Star Wars-themed label and one with a Toy Story-themed label, or maybe a Pixar. Let's say Pixar. Which months of the year do you think would be most likely to see something like this take place?
Well, here's the thing, too, which we didn't kick before, which was the new Star Wars movie comes out in December, so I'm assuming they're going to follow that suit in the following installments. Number 8 will be out.
There's a new Star Wars movie? I'm just kidding.
There is? So I wonder if it's moving from May to December. Do you think they now move a run into December?
That's an interesting thought. They do have the only... Wow, when would they do that? Because the first weekend in December is usually the cheerleaders and the Pop Warner and stuff. So, I mean...
You know, after Thanksgiving, you've got a little lull there. Maybe they say...
That's a good possibility.
Because think about it, the land is not going to be done for another couple of years, probably in time for the next movie. So it might be a nice, you know, Isman thing. Toy Story, wow. You know, the problem is that would probably appeal to kids more. And if you wanted to keep it more kid-centric and do those family fun run 5Ks, including the family, you're going to want to find a time where the kids are out of school. So you're not talking a full marathon. You're not even probably even. I mean, I don't even know if you could talk about a full half marathon. You know, because you'd want to do it in the summertime or on some kind of break. But you know, on the breaks, everybody goes there anyway, so you don't need to fill that time. That one might be tough again because you're not getting a family group. So I don't know what would be a good time for that one.
So I mean, another thing that. And is another possibility is that, you know, Tower of Terror went, maybe they're going to rotate out some of these other races. Tower of Terror was
October?
September, October.
Right.
Like the end of September, beginning of October. So maybe they're going to rotate out, you know, maybe Princess will go. Maybe they'll rotate out some other things.
The Yeti, the Everest?
May.
It was in May.
May. You know, maybe one of the weekend, or the races in January will be dedicated to one of these themes, too. Because, I mean, they are trying to get new people in, but also to get the dedicated fans to come back. And there has to be a reason. Those inaugural medals and those new theme races get people back.
See, I like the idea. Toy Story 10K. That's got a nice ring to it. Ooh.
Okay, so for my two cents, I think that that the Tower of Terror 10-miler date in October will be replaced by a Star Wars. That would be perfect for the nighttime. It's October. It still can be warm. The first, the inaugural 10-miler, Michelle, we ran an 80-degree temperature at night. So I think that for October, I think that would be a perfect month for the Star Wars race. Again, it would not coincide with Star Wars weekend, but I think that would be good. I think that there's some time between the end of February and the end of April where maybe the end of March would be a good time for a Toy Story themed race. I think it again, we have to be careful that we don't interfere with something on the West Coast. So as much as I'd like to see something in May on the East Coast, you know, you've got Tinkerbell on the West Coast with me. So that's my guess. If I was to do it, it would be Star Wars in November and Toy Story at the end of March.
You're wrong.
Yeah, probably. You know, and again, we don't know what's in the minds of those crazy people.
Why don't they just ask us? I still don't get that.
Well, you never know. They have an influence.
Well, they also have market research, and they do all that kind of stuff. So they got more money to put into it than we do.
And it comes down to putting, as what we used to say, putting heads in the beds.
Yep.
So, all right. So with that, Chris, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
About this, to speculate and help Michelle and I make fools of ourselves as we try to figure out what Ren Disney's going to do.
I don't think we need help with that.
No, we don't need help. But you know, if anybody could do it, Chris can. So we're looking forward to seeing more of your great talent, and I'm looking forward to see who in the crowd in the Helen Keller book will be the subject of your next. Hey, that's enough for everybody to go out and buy the book.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Teasing.
So for Chris Haleopoulos and for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we will see you on the road.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Ron Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.